good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
We start in Schenectady this morning where a video has gone viral which shows a Schenectady police officer kneeling on the neck of a man. There was a demonstration yesterday. They're calling for more demonstrations. Pick up the story.
Yeah, that's right. Protesters were back at Schenectady Police Headquarters Monday afternoon and evening, several hours after a video surfaced showing one of the police officers kneeling on a man's neck on North Brandywine Avenue. The video drew outrage in part because of the imagery it shared with the killing of George Floyd, who died on May 25th after a Minneapolis police officer kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. The man in the video was later charged with resisting arrest, a charge that a judge will often dismiss. If there's no original charge for the officer to make an arrest on, the altercation took place Monday morning outside the home of Yogeshwar Gainda Prasad. He's 31. He was taken into custody after the incident, but later released. In the video, his father can be heard increasingly frantic, warning the officer he was kneeling on his son's neck. The video is about 22 seconds long. An internal affairs investigation is underway. This incident is playing out in Schenectady, which for years had troubles in its police department, led, many arrests were made of officers, but has gone through kind of a peaceful period. When protesters started last month, Police Chief Eric Clifford took a knee with and marched with Black Lives Matter protesters. So the outcome of this investigation will be interesting to watch, considering the overtures Clifford has made to protesters.
From there, let's go to Albany and the Albany County District Attorney's race. We had primaries, a little bit anticlimactic because we're waiting for those absentee ballots to be counted. It looks like the lead for David Soares, the current district attorney, is growing.
Yeah, it's more than doubled since Election Day. With a lead of 2,703 votes, Albany County District Attorney David Soares is expected to win the Democratic primary over his challenger, Matt Toporowski. Soares' attorney yesterday told the Times Union the outcome of the race is all but decided. But Toporowski says he owes it to his supporters to keep the count going to completion. The remaining absentee ballots are in Bethlehem and Colony, where both campaigns claim they had strong support, regardless of whether Mr. Toporowski decides to concede before the count is complete. Elections officials expect that the ballot counting will be done by later this week.
Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. He joins us on Tuesdays. You can read more at timesunion.com. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Have a good week.